75 people left Manhattan, Kansas this morning to head north and west through southern Nebraska and central Kansas, and we all ended up in Colby, Kansas this evening. There were a total of 277 stops on the tour today made by the 20 groups. The day one average bushel per acre is an estimated at 43.8. That's compared to last year's first day average of 53.4. My group is on the yellow route, and we went west on Highway 18 and connected up to Highway 24 to come into Colby. Our stops in Gary, Dickinson, Ottawa, Lincoln, and Russell counties in central Kansas definitely yielded the best wheat that we will probably see on the entire tour. We estimated yields in this area from the mid-40s to the mid-60s. There was really no visible sign of disease issues, excessive drought stress, or freeze damage. And this area will probably see harvest begin in 48-50 days. But as we continued west, the crop deteriorated quickly. The wheat in Rooks, Graham, Sheridan, and Thomas counties was definitely stressed, and there's a sharp drop in the subsoil moisture in this area, causing these plants to have a really poor root system. We were able to visit with a couple farmers in this area. Then last year they averaged 45 bushels an acre, and they told us they'd be quite happy to get 25 to 30 this year. This area is extremely dry. It's been hit hard with the drought conditions, and the crop is not covering the ground like it would in a good year. The freeze damage in this area appears to be cosmetic because there are still heads in the tillers. And the progression through the day in pictures is posted on our Oklahoma Wheat Commission Facebook page, and you can see the difference in the fields as we drove west and ended up out in Colby. Our group's highest estimated yield for day one in my car was 68 bushels an acre in central Kansas, and the lowest estimated yield was 22 bushels per acre in western Kansas, and we made a total of 15 stops. The wheat crop is definitely stressed. However, some of the tillers were not developed before the freeze dates due to the crop being 2 to 3 weeks behind schedule. So there's still a chance with some very much needed moisture that these yields in western Kansas could go up. But there were several farmers from the area tonight at the meeting, and they aren't holding out a lot of hope for that to happen because they know there's so many weather variables that are still possible in the next 6 to 8 weeks, which leaves them just more time to contend with Mother Nature. We also received reports from Nebraska and Colorado tonight, and Nebraska is reporting an estimated bushel per acre yield in the 30s. That's coming from their wheat growers and their commissioners. And Colorado is reporting an estimated bushel per yield of 34 and expects to harvest 1.76 million acres after a 20% abandonment rate. So tomorrow my group will head south to Oklahoma. We'll continue east across Highway 64. We'll stop in Buffalo, Alva, and Cherokee for sure before heading back up to Wichita.